go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And then that's today's gospel, the very beginning of today's gospel, which is the conclusion of the gospel of Mark. We also read in the beginning, the first reading of the book of Acts, the apostles, we hear that we, the disciples, are called to be witnesses of these things. Now, it's interesting. This is, we celebrate the Ascension Sunday today, and this, the reading of all the Gospels finish with the Ascension. But there is one Gospel that has a second volume, and that's Luke's Gospel, and that's called the Acts of the Apostles. So it has a two-part volume, and it picks up where the Gospel left off, which is at the Ascension, so that's why we read it today. And this whole connection that there's the Gospel, which is the life and death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus, is the Gospels. And then comes the second volume, which says life in the Spirit. What happens when Jesus is gone? What happens when Jesus is not just gone up into heaven out of our sight from after the resurrection, but what happens then? And the whole point is that the disciples become Jesus. They become the messenger of Christ. And the message he says to them today, and we hear, is we are called to be witnesses and to preach the gospel to everyone. Now, I think we're really not very good at this as Christians, as Catholics. We're just like, we like to keep to our own. Like, we just like, yeah, I go to church, but like, that's all I'm doing. Like, I don't want to talk about this stuff. I mean, we don't. We're very bad. We hardly ever talk about our faith. I mean, we hardly ever talk about church. I mean, it's not just about separation of church and state. I mean, I know that there's part of it, but that doesn't stop us talking to our friends about our faith or talking to people about what Jesus means in our life. We just don't do it. We tend, as Catholics for sure, even Christians in general, we tend to be a little uncomfortable about talking. Part of it is because we're not quite sure what to say. But I think part of the struggle is, you know, we're called to be witnesses. Now, witnesses means that first and foremost is meant to be through our actions, our words. But when we say witnesses, and then to preach, we tend to like, I'll get to it. What we need, and I know this is going to sound strange, but we need is a little bit of a reason. We need a little bit of persecution. I know that sounds strange, but when everything's good, all our life is so easy, we can, if you want to know about Jesus, just Google it. But that's kind of what we say. Like, well, you need to know anything about anything, you just Google it. I don't need to tell you about it. We tend to, we've privatized our faith. So, but that's not what Jesus actually, he didn't have that in mind. What he had in mind was to be, our lives would be living witnesses of what he did. And we have to really kind of settle down and kind of get fired up about that. But like, we tend to, we got everything so easy. I mean, you know, things are going well. Well, I'm okay. You're okay. Let's not talk about Jesus. We don't want to have any arguments. So we don't. And what I mean by that is, like, years ago, when we were given our faith comes to us at some cost. Maybe not to us. And maybe not even to our parents. But our parents and parents before that have had to fight for their faith, because faith did not come easily for them. Let me give you an example. You know, I just got back from Ireland, the pilgrimage. And one of the things you may or may not know about Ireland is that Catholicism was illegal in Ireland for centuries. Illegal. So if you were Catholic, you could not own anything. You couldn't own a piece of land. You couldn't own a house. You couldn't own absolutely nothing. You could own nothing because you're Catholic. If you wanted to own something, become Protestant and we'll let you own it. That was the way it was. So they destroyed everything about the Catholic faith. So every church that existed was obliterated. So there was no church. And if you were a priest, there was a price in your head, literally. So somebody would bring you in, and they would get money, and they would hang you, cut your head off, maim you, do lots of other stuff. But they had a priest, and they did it publicly because they enjoyed it. That's the way it was for hundreds of years. Now, it's interesting that despite that, the Irish did not give in to the British and ask to take on. So they didn't own land. All they had to do was say, yes, they believe in the king or the queen, and they could own. They did not. They were persecuted because of their faith. To give it a concrete example, in one place we went to, there was an altar, about the size of our altar, made of a slab of stone. It's called, in a place called Ballintubber Abbey. That stone has been there over 800 years. And Mass has never failed to be celebrated any single May, single Sunday. His Mass has been celebrated on that for over 800 years, despite it being illegal. And despite that, there was no church around the altar for over 300 of those years. 300 years of Mass outside. And let me just be clear, there's not sunshine in Ireland. So those Masses were in the rain. And every time they celebrated Mass there, the English were lucky, waiting to kill them. And so the tons of people, priests who celebrated Mass at altar were immediately slaughtered. Anybody who attended the Mass were immediately slaughtered. The mere act of doing it, they were determined to continue to do. Every single Sunday, the people still had Mass at that altar. And when we went up and we touched that altar, you could feel the generations weighing down on that altar. You could feel as you touched that altar with my hand, I could feel the hundreds of priests who gave their life away just to celebrate Mass at that altar. I could feel the presence of the thousands of men and women and children who were slaughtered just to celebrate Mass at that altar. My friends, we have no sense of that sense of witness. We hardly talk to our friends about our faith. We don't even have to fear talking that we'll get slaughtered or that we'll be persecuted. We won't even talk about Jesus. What is wrong with us? If we believe, the gospel says we need to proclaim it to every creature. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting? Do we need persecution? Is that what we need? It will come eventually, I'm sure. Maybe not in our generation. But maybe that's what we need, to take our faith seriously. We need to fire up the guns of our faith and say, yeah. And then to learn about Jesus so that we can talk about Jesus. Now look, the best way to proclaim the gospel is the way St. Francis says it, is to proclaim the gospel at all times and, if necessary, use words. In other words, my friends, that we have to act like Christians. We have to act like Jesus followers. Our words are not going to convince first. Our actions will convince first. And let our words follow our actions. So may we be the ones who are reconcilers. May we be the ones who will be the ones to be kind, to be gentle. May we be the first ones to reach out and to say, I'm sorry, when we've made a mistake. We are going to be the ones who have to in some way walk in the light of Christ. We have to be the ones to do that. Otherwise, we're not credible. Otherwise, we're not believable. It doesn't make any difference what we say if we don't do it. Now, I understand. There's not a single person here who's got that right all the time. None of us, myself included. We don't get it right all the time. And that's why we come to this altar. We come to the altar each Sunday because we ask for forgiveness and to look around at so many others who are trying to live this faith, trying to be this example. And if we could do that together each week and come week after week, then we have got the responsibility to talk about Jesus. But we don't preach and berate others. What we do is we talk about our personal relationship with Jesus, of how it has changed and informed who we are, how it has made me who I am, And that then, if our actions match what we have just said, then there is a chance that they might be convinced. There is just a little bit that they might actually come and follow. But if they don't match, I can guarantee you they won't. For centuries, men and women all over the world have given their life for the faith. The least we can do is come to Mass on Sunday. The least we can do is to pray to Jesus during the week. The least we can do is to actually act and look like Jesus. I'm not asking you to give your life away, but I am asking you to follow Jesus. I am asking you to be not just a believer in Jesus, saying, yeah, I think he's right. I'm asking you to follow Jesus. Word and action. That's what it will mean to be a witness. And that's what it will mean to proclaim the gospel to every creature in the whole world.